Chazal is zeichen nishmach vachich haschal shalagam levam Yehuda meseches Eirim and Daf Kuf. Mishnah said, shem rashi v'goyim min ha'aretz v'chulu. If roots of a tree first rise from the ground 3 tefachim and then bend and go back to within 3 tefachim to the ground, Rabbah says you're allowed to use the part that was within 3 tefachim to the ground, the part of the root, because anything that's within 3 tefachim to the ground has the status of the ground itself. Rav Sheshi says it may not be used because this part of the root comes from a root which itself is aser, because that the earlier part was with above 3 tefachim from the ground. In the case where the root rises to above 3 tefachim on an incline, and along the incline there are offshoots that angle down to within 3 tefachim, the part of the main root that's within 3 tefachim is mutter to use. The part of the root above 3 tefachim is for sure also to use. The offshoots which come back to within 3 tefachim, it would be the same machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Sheshi. Also, when a tree grows in a groove in the ground, Rabbah says we begin measuring 3 tefachim from a ground level, not the bottom of the groove. Rav Sheshi says we measure from the bottom of the groove. Also, when a tree grows at the corner of a wall and therefore it's covered on 3 sides, Rabbah says we begin measuring 3 tefachim from above the wall. Rav Sheshi says we measure from the ground. Rabbah had a tree in his house that stuck out of a skylight onto the roof. Rav Yosef allowed him to use the tree on the roof. Rav Acha bar Tachlifa said Rav Yosef permitted this only according to Rabbah, who would have stayed to measure from the roof level. Rav Sheshi would not allow this use, even regarding because it's you measure from the bottom of the house. Even though regarding other halachas, we say we view a house as it's being filled with items, we would not say that over here. So he would say to measure the tree from the ground level. Our Mishnah says that one may not sit on roots there which are 3 tefachim off the ground. That's obvious. So it must be rather that the Mishnah is teaching that it may not be sat on, even if it bends down to within 3 tefachim, if it came from a root that's above 3 tefachim. This should be a proof to Rav Sheshi. So what the Mishnah is talking about, where it's higher than 3 tefachim on one side of the tree, but even with the ground on the other side, the Mishnah teaches that it's still also to sit on. Mari says, Steer in Brises. There's a Brises that says if someone's on a tree on Shabbos, he may climb down. Another Brises says he may not climb down. Mari answers, the Brises that allows him to climb down is discussing where he climbed up before Shabbos. The other Brises is talking about where he climbed up on Shabbos. Second Terrace, both Brises are discussing where he climbed up on Shabbos. One is where he went up a Shoigig, therefore he's allowed to come down. The other is where he went up a maze, that's where he's not allowed to come down. Third Teretz, both where he went up a shoygig. But the Brises are arguing whether we're geyser in the case of shoygig. Rav Huna son of Yeshua said, the machloek between the Brises is the same as that we find in another Brises. The Brises says, if the blood of Karbanos became mixed, where one of the Karbanos needed to be sprinkled one time, like for example, a Bechor, and one of the Karbanos needed to be sprinkled 4 times, meaning on each corner, like a Chatos or an Oilus. Rabbi Eliezer says, the mixture should be sprinkled 4 times, even though he's over Bal Taisa for the carbon needing to be sprinkled only once. He should do so, because if he doesn't, he'll be over Bal Tigra for the one that needs 4 sprinkles. Rav Shua said he should only sprinkle the mixture once, and he's not over about toisef. Rav Eliezer said about toisef doesn't apply when there's a mixture like this, because one of the components doesn't need needs 4 sprinkles, so it's not about toisef. Rav Shua says about tigra doesn't apply for the same reason. And also, if he sprinkles 4 times, he's being over about toisef through his direct action. If he sprinkles only once, even if he's going to be over about tigra, he's only being over about tigra through inaction. According to this, Rabbi Eliezer would seemingly hold that once you climb down the tree on Shabbos, remember, because and don't be up there for longer, Rabbi Shua would say it's better not to do an action, and therefore you should stay up there and not climb down the tree. Where it says, it could be that Rabbi Eliezer says to do the action that causes the Avera only when the action also accomplishes the mitzvah, like the sprinkling, but would not allow climbing down a tree where there's no mitzvah to do so. It could also be that Rabbi Yeshua says that not to do an action when inaction doesn't cause an Avera. Here, inaction makes him stay up on the tree and thereby using it, which is not allowed. Remember, one Bryce says the Isra to use trees applies to live and dead trees. Another Bryce says it only applies to live trees. Rabbi Yehuda says the Bryce that prohibits the use of dead trees where it's possible it will regenerate. The Bryce that allows it discusses a case where it's not possible. In fact, if it could regenerate, why is it called a dead tree? Where it says, in the winter, all trees are also because they all look the same. In the summer, the dead trees are not also because it's clearly discernible from the live trees. In fact, using a dead tree in the summer months can cause any fruit that has to fall off. The Mara says the Brice is discussing where there's no fruit on the tree. In fact, using the dead tree may cause twigs to fall off. The Mara says the cases where there's only a trunk and no branches. In fact, we find that Rav prohibited use of a bare trunk in Aspastia. Over there, he did so because the people were unlearned and they would have taken the heter to use that trunk to mean that all trees are mutter. Therefore, he asked it even over there. Rabbi Bachom and Rabbi Bassi said a person may not walk on grass on Shabbos because a blade of grass he may pull out when he's walking. In fact, one Brice says that one may walk on grass and another says he may not. Mara says the first Brice refers to dead grass. Second one refers to live grass. Second Teretz, both discuss live grass. The first Bryce is discussing the wintertime where walking on the grass doesn't cause the seeds to be detached. The second Bryce refers to summertime, walking on the grass causes the seeds to be detached. Third Teretz, both discuss the summertime. The first Bryce refers to walking on grass with shoes, you're not going to pull out grass that way. The other one refers to barefoot, where your toes will pull out the grass. Fourth Teretz, both discuss walking on the grass with shoes. The first Bryce discusses shoes that don't have spikes in the bottom, so grass won't be pulled out. Second Bryce discusses that do have spikes in the bottom. Fifth Teretz, both discuss shoes with spikes. The first Bryce discusses where the grass is not long, so it won't be pulled out. Second Bryce discusses where the grass is long, it will be pulled out. The Gemara says today that we pass in the Nekev Shimon that unintentional acts are mutter. One may walk on grass in any of the above cases if he does not intend to pull out the blades of grass. Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi said a person may not force his wife to have tashmish. Rabbi Shimon Levi said a person who does so will have children that are not proper. Rabbi says this as well, and then adds that someone who has tashmish and then has tashmish again right away is considered improper. Rava said that doing so, having tashmish twice in a row, makes someone have zecharim boys and it should be done if someone wants to have a boy. Rava is discussing whether the wife is okay with the repeated tashmish. Rabbi Shimon Nachman and Rabbi Yenison said if a woman causes her husband to want tashmish, that will result in exemplary children better than could be found in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Gemara of Yitzchak Ravdimi says that Chava was cursed with 10 curses when she ate from the Eitz Hadas. One of them was that a woman does not have to, that a woman cannot ask for Tashra. She will not ask for Tashra. Rather, she has to wait for her husband to want to do so. It's considered, so therefore, it's considered a proper thing for a woman to do and not to ask. Rabbi Yochanan was referring to where the wife creates a desire for the husband, but doesn't actually ask for it straight out. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if the Torah had not been given to us, we would learn modesty from a cat. It does not relieve itself in front of people and covers its waist. The issue of stealing from an ant. Each ant stores food for the whole year during the summer, and no ant takes from the next. The issue of Aroy is from a dove. It only mates with its own partner. And the proper method of Tashmish from a rooster. It first appeases the female and then goes and has Tashmish.